To kick off our Packer coverage this morning, we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, big Thanksgiving Day plans for you?
Watching the Packers in their nationally televised game.
Yeah, one of three major holidays they play on this year, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day. Now, it's a short week for the Packers, and they have a tough opponent. How much do you think that's going to factor into what we see on the field from the green and gold this weekend? This Thursday, tomorrow.
Yeah, what the Packers have to deal with is a short turnaround from their last game on Sunday, only 3 days in between to rest up, and that's going to hurt running back James Starks, who got injured in the Tampa Bay game this past Sunday, hurt both his knee and his ankle. He's a question mark for the game on Thursday against the Lions. It'll kind of be up in the air whether he plays or not, whether he's had enough time to recover. But he practiced yesterday, and that's a step forward for him. At least he practiced. He was kind of in a limited basis, not full go like most of the rest of the players on the team, but we'll be keeping an eye on James Starks.
Yeah, the Packers aren't known for their running game, especially, but James Starks, I think, was one of the key reasons the Packers did get the win against Tampa Bay. There was one drive, we talked about it on Monday, where he kind of took over, and he will be missed. Any other injuries we should note? I know Jennings was a little roughed up.
Yes, wide receiver Greg Jennings suffered a lower leg bruise against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he practiced yesterday as well, and he, from all indications from head coach Mike McCarthy, he appears ready to play. So Greg Jennings should be a go against the Detroit Lions.
This is a game, Brian, that I remember back late September. Packers were 3-0, you know, Lions are 3-0. People already, you and I talked about a little bit too, already circling this game. You know Detroit's going to be jacked up. It's at their home stadium, of course, Ford Field. They host one every year on Thanksgiving. And the Packers, fairly common opponents for the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. But this one seems a little bit bigger with the Lions at 7-3, the Packers at 10-0, and Ndamukong Suh, maybe the face of this Detroit Lions team, at least on defense, he's been saying all week that, you know, the records are one thing. We are on the level of the Packers. We can beat them on Thursday. Do you think he's got a point? Does he have a case?
Well, the Lions are good, that's for sure. And Ndamukong Suh is a force to be reckoned with. The Packers' offensive line is going to have to be ready for him, specifically the interior of the offensive line. I know Josh Sitton and Ndamukong Suh have had many memorable battles. Well, many is not the word, but last year had a couple memorable battles in Sue's rookie year, and that kind of looks to be a battle that's going to play out for the next several years as the Packers take on the Lions twice a year, being NFC North division opponents. But, the Lions are an improved team, and this has been circled on both their calendars for quite a while. National television, Thanksgiving Day, so it should be a good one.
I know we have a lot of diehards listening every morning here, but I know we have a lot of casual kind of NFL fans, and they may be used to the Detroit Lions playing very poorly, but you've kind of, even if you're a casual fan, you may have heard the name Kelvin Johnson at wide receiver, Matt Stafford, their quarterback, and all of a sudden last week, Kevin Smith, a guy who hadn't really played for them for a long time, was disregarded by the rest of the NFL. He came, had an incredible day, and the Lions, they can come at you from all different angles. How do the Packers' defense, which has struggled this year a little bit, how do they shut down this explosive Detroit Lions offense?
It's not going to be easy. The Packers had the good defensive performance against the Minnesota Vikings, two games ago, and you thought maybe they're turning it around. And they went back to their old selves this past Sunday against the Buccaneers and gave up a lot of yards to quarterback Josh Freeman and the Buccaneers. And now they have to deal with, as you said, quite a few weapons here for the Lions. Matt Stafford, Kelvin Johnson. The secondary is going to be tested. Charles Woodson, Tremont Williams, the safeties. How they, deal with him is going to be one of the keys to the game. You have to imagine that the cornerbacks are going to match up with Johnson one-on-one with safety help over the top to get as much attention on him as possible.
Now, the spread, the last time I saw the spread was at 6. So the Packers are favored. You're not going to make a 10-0 team the underdog, though. I think that's the thing there. The Lions definitely do have a shot to win. And I know you and I talking when the Packers were 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, we thought a potential loss for this Packers team would come Thursday, November 24th. Now that the day is one day away, how do you feel about the Packers' chances to leave Detroit with a victory?
It's kind of 50-50 for me almost. Just being 10-0, the way the Packers have played, I'll probably give them the nod, but would I be surprised if they came away from Detroit with a loss? Probably not. It's so hard for a team to go undefeated in the NFL. It's only happened 2 times in the history of the NFL in the regular season, so it's not easy, but, you know, I still give the edge to the Packers just the way their offense is performing. I think they can put points up on the Detroit Lions defense and the Packers defense holding Detroit to just enough to get by. I think it'll be a close game.
The last time Aaron Rodgers played in Detroit, he was knocked out of the game with a concussion. The Packers lost 7-3. I have a feeling he's going to want to come out and kind of avenge his performance, not only from that game, but he wasn't too satisfied with his performance on Sunday, even though, like we said, 299 and 3 touchdowns. It's pretty good for any quarterback. Rodgers, I think he wants to come out firing. It may be a matter of who can score the most points, and it's going to be one of those wild Thanksgiving Day shootouts, so we look forward to it. Brian, we know that your coverage is on CheeseheadTV.com, so we'll check that out throughout the weekend. And enjoy your Thanksgiving, my friend. Don't eat too much.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks a lot.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the Packers tomorrow, K107.1, 1130. The coverage starts at 9 a.m.